Concentrating on any individual Donald Trump story is akin to pouring a glass of water with a fire hose. President Trump, on form, is capable of perpetrating six times before lunch a gaffe, scandal, or buffoonery which would define, if not end, the career of any other politician. As is very possibly the intention, this ceaseless torrent of flapdoodle lulls voters and/or reporters into the temptation to zone out. It is worth, however, persisting with what may come to be known as Ukrainegate. Already, it has been the trigger for the US House of Representatives to launch an impeachment inquiry into the president's conduct. Every succeeding revelation has made Trump's behavior more difficult to defend and/or comprehend, even for those establishment Republicans hitherto willing to excuse Trump's serial indignities.
The president said today he doesn't have a racist bone in his body. I've been by his side for over three straight years. People show their truth selves in private often enough. I have never ever heard that man say anything untoward based on race.
On Tuesday this week, the transcripts were released of interviews conducted by the Democrat-led House Intelligence Committee with Kurt Volker, the president's former special representative for Ukraine negotiations, and Gordon Sondland, the US ambassador to the EU, and previously, and probably not coincidentally, a major Trump donor. This followed Monday's release of interviews with Mari Yovanovitch, recently recalled US ambassador to Ukraine, and Michael McKinley, a former advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The fun part of the new releases was something of an adjustment, which is to say a screeching 180-degree handbrake U-turn, to the earlier testimony of Ambassador Sondland. Sondland had previously denied that there was any hint of quid pro quo in President Trump's interactions with Ukraine, specifically a threat to withhold aid unless dirt could be furnished on Trump's potential 2020 opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. In a new addendum, Sondland has suddenly recalled telling an aide to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that such a trade-off was likely what President Trump had in mind. But let's be reasonable. Who among us has not inadvertently said, no, that isn't what happened at all, when what we meant to say was, yes, that's totally what happened. I was right there. A recap of how we got here may help unconfuse things somewhat. Ukraine has been a strangely recurring theme of Trump's presidency. It was an association with Ukraine's former president, Viktor Yanukovych, which embarrassed Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, now resident of New York's Metropolitan Correctional Center. Ukraine also appears to preoccupy Trump's excitable personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who is convinced that former Vice President Joe Biden tried to steer Ukrainian investigators away from the Ukrainian gas company which had employed Biden's son, Hunter. When questioned on television, Giuliani angrily denied that he had asked Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, approximately 10 seconds before cheerfully admitting that he had asked Ukraine to investigate the Bidens.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did!
You just said you didn't!
Shortly after the people of Ukraine elected to their highest office a politically inexperienced celebrity who owed his prominence to clowning around on television, which always goes well, Trump called President-elect Volodymyr Zelensky. It swiftly emerged via at least one whistleblower that Trump had indeed solicited dirt on Joe Biden and suggested that US aid might be affected if none was forthcoming. In fairness to Trump and his outriders, they do have half a point here. It is at least a little bit weird that a Ukrainian gas company should have offered a lucrative job to Hunter Biden, whose CV to that point was light on demonstrable expertise in the post-Soviet energy sector. It is arguable, however, that the Trump camp could have found a hitman better qualified to take down a spoiled scion trading shamelessly on his father's name than Donald Trump Jr.
And when you're the father and your son's entire career is dependent on that, they own you, Sean. That's what it is.
But is this scandal likely to do Trump any greater damage than the several zillion others? Well, Possibly. It now seems beyond dispute that the president suborned American foreign policy to his personal political interest, which is about as impeachable as it gets. If this begins to disquiet noticeable numbers of voters, it might have the same effect on Republican senators. And bear in mind that yesterday a Democrat was elected governor of Kentucky, a state Trump won in 2016 by 30 points. The "how would Republicans like it if Democrats did it" game is one you can play all day, of course. But seriously, it's not necessary to be especially old to recall a time when a Democrat perpetrating half such shenanigans would have seen Republicans furiously demanding that deputy US marshals kick in the Oval Office door and remove the incumbent in cuffs. And they'd have been right to. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Mullett.